Well, those of you who are old hands at Word and Life don't really need an introduction to Alice, because she's been so much a part of the history of this group. But I know not everyone has been here that long, so let me tell you about her. She's been a member of the Word and Life community for 33 years. Would you believe it? Serving in various leadership roles, including coordinator for many of those years. She retired in March of 2008, and now it takes 9 of us to replace her. So you can tell how important she has been. In 1998, Alice received a master's degree in theology from Loyola Marymount. She was also a founding member of the Institute for Adult Spirituality, which held 2 series a year at the Franciscan Renewal Center at the Mission until 2006. She is a member of the governing board of Instruments of Peace, a nonprofit organization that promotes healing and peace, especially for victims of sexual abuse. Her interest lies in the contemplative practice of silence as an experiential path to healing the great divorce between God and the world and between spirit and matter. Her spiritual formation has been most profoundly influenced by the Word and Life community and also by the evolutionary spirituality of Jesuit priest Pierre Thiers de Chardin, and by the spirituality of Franciscan priests, including our own Virgil Cordano and Richard Rohr. Also, Thomas Berry, Brian Swim, Ilia DeLillo, Barbara Marx Hubbard, and other evolutionary thinkers have been an important resource in understanding how the new cosmology is transforming spiritual life. Alice and her husband, Bill, have been married for 48 years and have 3 adult children and 2 grand dogs. So with that, let us ask Alice up and we will sing our blessing.
We bless you as you stand.